Welcome to Gardening Talk back on 2NUR FM. Greg Richard joined by Judy Sharp once again. Afternoon, Judy.
Good afternoon, Greg.
We've got probably a lot to do today, I think.
Oh, I think we do. We've got a lot of catching up because we're on the crux. We're nearly in spring.
Nearly. Well, it doesn't feel like it at the moment.
It's raining again.
It's gone backwards to winter, I think.
It has.
What do you got lined up for us today, Judy?
Oh, I thought we might talk about roses, camellias, spring annuals, and also we should have a look at hydrangeas. And what about grapevines?
Okay, grapevines.
Grapevines and deciduous trees. And we also should talk about natives. Is that a long list?
That's a very long list.
Yeah, sorry.
So we've got Pauline from the Garden Suburb. She's got a question about gladioli.
Hello, Pauline.
Oh, hello, Judy. Thanks for taking the call.
Oh, you're welcome anytime, dear. So have you got problems with them?
Yes. They come up every year. They get the flower buds and then they go brown and that's the end of it. I don't even get a decent flower I can pick. So what should I do with them? I just noticed this morning, that's why I'm ringing you now, that they've just started to come through the ground now. So can I do something with them before they get the flower buds or what?
Yeah, sure, Pauline. Look, I'm thinking they might have some kind of fungal disease. So you need to spray with a fungicide after, you know, as they're emerging.
Right.
Of course, bulbs are pretty prone to getting that kind of problem. You know, a fungicide, mancozeb, zineb.
Right.
You just look on the shelves and find a good fungicide and start spraying them as they shoot up. And you might have to do that maybe every 2 weeks.
Oh, okay. Yeah. If it doesn't rain on them every other day.
Well,
it's raining here in Garden Suburb now.
Oh, no, it is too. It's out here at the university. But, you know, is it, Greg?
Not yet. Any minute now, though.
Any minute now. Oh, look, it's really difficult, Pauline, this year to keep the garden looking good, unfortunately.
Yes.
But, the other thing is, do you dig the gladioli out when they're finished flowering?
No, I haven't. I've always left them in there. Should I do that?
Look, if it doesn't work what we're doing now, maybe. But tell me, do you, you don't cut the foliage down as they're dying off, do you?
No.
Oh, good girl. No, you're on the ball. You know what you're doing. You don't need me, darling. Okay, so let's hit them with a fungicide and see if that helps and give us a ring back after the flowers come on.
Well, we'll only hope, Judy. Thank you very much.
I know you're beating the elements at the moment, Pauline, unfortunately, dear.
Yes, never mind.
Yep,
never mind.
Have a go.
Thanks, Judy. Bye-bye now.
Thank you for the call. Bye.
We also got a message from Les too, Judy, about, I think he mentioned onionweed to us a few weeks ago.
He did, yeah.
Hasn't been able to attack it yet, hence all the wet weather we've had.
Well, Les, I'm sorry, darling. We can't do anything about the weather.
No.
But that was a couple of weeks ago, so we have had a couple of fine days, Les.
Mm.
You know,
Yesterday was all right.
Yeah. Do you think he's watching telly instead of out in the garden?
Oh, possibly. I don't want to say anything against Les that might get us into trouble, but
I don't think it will. Les is a regular listener and he calls us with his problems. So, Les, thank you for the call letting us know, because we have been wondering, you know, what's happened with your onion weed. But thank you. We know now.
Nothing's happened with
it. Nothing's happened.
It's probably growing.
Probably growing big time. Thanks, Les, for the call.
And Judy, what look at roses today?
Oh, Greg, everyone's pruned them.
But
in the valley, of course, they're still pruning now in August. Mm-hmm. But, you know, on the coast, everyone has pruned. And now when you prune your roses, of course you know all this because we've talked about it so many times.
But just explain it for those people who haven't.
So we need to check, they need to check the new growth because the new growth starts very quickly when you prune your roses. And what do you think loves to eat them, the new growth? Oh. Aphids.
Mm.
Aphids, they just love the new shoots.
Yep.
So what they need to do is now go out and spray the new shoots if they're seeing them being eaten.
Okay.
So, you know, something simple like a pyrethrum spray.
Yep.
It doesn't have to be anything too toxic or anything, just pyrethrum. But the new shoots will be getting chewed off, trust me, by the aphids.
Rightio. And yeah. Pyrethrum does the trick on just about everything, though, doesn't it?
Oh, look, I'm very happy with pyrethrum.
Yep.
That's what I kill the clivia grubs with.
Oh, okay, yep.
And if you can kill those little wretches with pyrethrum, it's a good product. Yeah. So that's the story with them. But, you know, if you pruned the roses 3 weeks ago, it's time to fertilise and you... No, sorry, I better give the listeners the correct instructions here. 3 weeks ago when you pruned, I know you fertilised with poultry manure under instruction. We've talked about that. So now you've done that, you need to feed with rose food 3 weeks after you've put the poultry manure on.
Three weeks. Rose food now. Rightio.
Okay, so that's pretty well it for roses, but, you know, everyone's happy when they see the new shoots coming and then we get the little flowers coming. So, you know, that's it. That's the hard work for this week.
Rightio. Roses are sorted.
Yep, roses are sorted.
For another couple of weeks and then we'll have to do something else, I would imagine.
Yes, definitely.
Right, but we won't mention that now.
I'll have another problem for them next week with their roses. Don't worry.
It's Gardening Talk back on 2NURFM. We've got Lisa now from East Maitlands, and she's got a question about onion weed as well.
Oh, hello, Lisa. How are you?
Oh, well, I'm very well, thank you. And onion weed is just such a problem in my garden, and I try to dig it out. But I wanted to ask you, I have some beautiful viburnum snowball shrubs that are deciduous.
Yeah, so they're beautiful.
Yeah, all they are sticks. Now, the problem is that damn onion weed is right up against kind of the trunk, well, this very small trunk, and I don't know whether to get in there and try and dig it out or just cut it off at soil level and ignore it because I don't want to upset the viburnums.
Okay, because they'll be shooting soon and you'll get the lovely big cream balls on them.
Yeah.
But look, Lisa, you know the secret with onion weed. Unfortunately, you have to be careful how you spray. You can't spray, say, Zero or Roundup straight on them because then you're going to spray it onto your lovely viburnums.
Yes.
So the secret is get some plastic gloves and some cotton gloves.
Yes.
And so what you do, you put the plastic gloves on first so your hands is sealed.
Yep.
And then you put the cotton glove over the top and you dip your fingers in the Zero or Roundup.
Yes.
And just wipe the blades carefully.
Right, okay.
And then you're not spraying it onto your lovely viburnum.
Yes, okay.
Okay,
well,
so you've got to seal your, get some, you know, some plastic surgical gloves. Put those on first and then put on a cotton glove and dip your fingers and that's a very safe way to go because you're not spraying it on and your skin's not absorbing it.
And when you get them out, when they're in other places in the garden, you know, you've got that mother bulb and then you've got all those little tiny,
little holes on
them. So does the zero kind of attack all of it?
It does. It gets absorbed right through the plant. So that's the best way to go. Save you spraying. You can't spray it. It's hard to beat otherwise. But actually, I should confess, I think that's Scott Sharp's recipe.
I was about to jump in that. I'm sure I've heard him say that once or twice before.
Yeah, that's how Scott deals with it anyway. But you know, he can come over and deal with it at my place if he wanted to. But, you know, you can imagine, Lisa, your children don't want to do those kind of jobs for you, do they?
All right. Well, thank you very much.
That's okay. But look, that honestly will work for you. So give us a ring back and let us know. But don't get it on the trunk of the viburnum, will you?
No, I won't.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And we've got Reg from Rutherford. Afternoon, Reg.
Afternoon. How are you?
Very well.
We're very well, aren't we? We're very well, Reg. Yeah, very well.
I rang up a couple of weeks ago and the old mate was having dramas and he didn't know what it was, and it was onion weed. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Yep, I remember you well, Reg.
Just tell him to go to Bunnings and get a wand, and instead of spraying it, you can just wipe it on the leaves and everything will die.
Yeah, but you still have to be a bit careful, Reg. Yeah, you can still get those ones, can you?
You've got to dig down, get the bulb out and the roots.
Oh, I don't know whether ladies are going to do that. I wouldn't do that.
I know that. That's the only way to get rid of it. It's a terrible weed.
Oh, it is. Reg, you know what? Someone could make a lot of money out of going around just killing onion weed. Are you free? Are you...
yeah.
Are you volunteering with your wand to go around?
Oh, I can do that.
There you go. What a good man.
No worries. But we got a lot of rain coming in.
Oh, we do.
And then we got to do it after that.
Yeah, no, we've got more rain coming, that's for sure, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, thank you very much for the call. Yeah, I appreciate that, Reg. I do know about the wands, but I didn't know whether they were still available.
They are at Bunnings.
Mm. Okay, well, that's good advice. So we'll leave it with that, and hopefully that works for the listeners.
Right, yeah, thank you very much, Reg. We've got Mark now from Curry in his, well, onion weed again.
Hello, Mark.
Hey, Judy, there you go.
Have you got some solutions for us?
No. Oh. I'm after a solution for it.
Oh, you're after a solution. Well,
I get in trouble all the time because I try to kill it with Roundup and it knocks the roses back.
It does, of course, yes. Well, the only way you can do it, were you listening a bit earlier when I talked to Pauline about her, was it Pauline? No. About the gladioli?
I only just turned the radio back on.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah, well, look, there is a method you can use. What you do, you get a surgical glove and put that on your hand and then get a cotton glove and put it over the top so your hand is protected from the Roundup and dip your fingers in the Roundup and just wipe that on the leaves. And that is honestly a very good way to go. It's a bit painstaking, but it will work for you. Because you're not spraying it. It's when you spray that, you know, you have problems with it.
I thought it was the Roundup going into the soil that caused the problems.
Yeah, but you're only stroking it onto the leaves.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I heard a couple of weeks ago there was a fellow that used metho and terps, I think it was, to get rid of the wandering dew.
Right,
I was wondering whether that would hurt the roses at all.
Look, I hate to put anything near my roses, and you're probably the same, I think.
I get into trouble.
Well, I don't get into trouble, of course, because I generally treat them pretty well. But I'd hate to see you getting into trouble. So how about you try that you get the surgical gloves and the cotton gloves and just dip your fingers in the Roundup or whatever, glyphosate, and just paint that on the onion weed, on the stems, on the leaves.
There's nothing else that'll kill the onion weed?
No.
I remember years and years ago when I was a young fella, had a friend that paid me to dig out his whole front garden because he was full of onion weed. We dug the whole thing out, filled it up with fresh soil, but there must have been some bulbs still there, and it all grew back.
Look, I can understand that, Mark. You know what I did many years ago now. I had a client that had beautiful roses and he said, I don't care how many times you come up, but I want that weed cleared up from my roses. And I went up there for 2 months every time I gave it thought and I did exactly what I've just said to you. And I just wiped it on. And at the end of 2 months, he never had another onion weed.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah. Oh. So, but, you know, I mean, you can probably do that yourself. You don't need to get me to come out and do it, do you? Or maybe Greg could come.
Oh, I might be busy. I might be busy.
He said he might be busy.
If you like, the weather's nice and Curry at the moment.
Oh, is it? It's not here.
No, the sun's out here.
Oh, you're just a lucky man, mate. You're a lucky man.
A bit of cloud about, but the sun's out at the moment. Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll hear from you after you go and do that job, and put a little bit of back work into it.
I'd better get the approval off the boss first.
Oh, okay. Maybe get the boss to do it.
Well, there's an idea.
Thanks for the call, Mark. Let us know how you go.
We've got Debbie now from Toronto, and she's looking at transplanting her passion fruit vine.
Hello, Debbie.
Hi.
Why are you going to transplant, dear?
Because it's growing with a rose bush.
Oh, how did that happen?
I don't know. I can only grow plants in concrete somehow, and things come up in concrete, and I've got this rose bush, beautiful, and it's a really old rose bush, and I've got a passion fruit vine, and I thought what I was wondering, when can I and how would I do it without disturbing that rose bush?
Look, probably what's going to happen, you might lose the passion fruit vine. Does that worry you?
No, really. I was only going to give it to the daughter anyway.
Oh, okay.
She'll kill it either way it goes.
Well, give it to your daughter and she'll be very grateful. And then you can just go and get another passion fruit vine and plant it somewhere else away from the rose.
Good idea.
Good idea. And what else can I help you with?
Oh, an olive tree. I have an olive tree that's starting to grow into the wires in the front yard. And what I want to do is, when can I take out the top of it?
Oh, look, I would give it another 2 weeks and the weather will be warming up, and olive trees are very hard to kill.
Are they?
Very hard to kill.
This has been there for about 30 years and I just sort of looked at it. The birds get the olives instead of me.
Do they? Well, do you really want to prune it?
I want to take the top out because it's too hard and I'm getting too old to be climbing a tree.
Okay, right, yeah. Well, just give it 2 weeks till the weather settles and go for it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you for that.
Good luck with all that. Give
and
us a buzz
the
back.
The other thing with those, you're talking about the Roundup?
Oh, yes.
Cotton buds.
Cotton buds, yeah.
You know, but the little cotton buds you get for your ear, clean your ear? Or you're not supposed to clean your ears, but you know the little cotton buds?
Yeah, but you have to be careful you didn't get it on the other plant.
Yeah.
And it didn't get on your hands.
Yeah, it was just a thought. I thought the cotton bud might be an idea as well.
Yeah, but then again, you'd have to be careful. But thank you, Debbie. We love to hear ideas and clues, and it helps us along the day.
Yep. You have a lovely day. It's raining at Toronto.
Oh, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
We've got Helen now from Birmingham Gardens, and she's also got a question about passion fruit.
Hello, Helen.
Hello. How are you, Judy?
Oh, darling, I couldn't be better. I'm here with a very handsome young man and we get on so well together. I'm lucky, aren't I?
Who are you talking about?
You, Greg.
Is there someone else in the studio?
No, I'm talking about you. You know I am. Okay, Helen, what can I help you with, dear?
I've got a passion fruit vine. It come up by itself. I think it's from an old passion fruit vine and it's gone right along the fence, and since we've had those Copeland mornings with a frost, I think the leaves have all died off. Now, when can I prune it back?
Oh, look, okay. What I just advised our previous caller to do, wait a couple of weeks, let's hope the weather settles, and then give it a prune back then.
Yeah, how much?
Oh, don't be too drastic now.
No.
How long has it been in, Helen?
Oh, only a couple of years.
Oh, right, okay. You know they have a short lifespan, don't you?
Yes, I know that.
Yeah, well, probably 3 years is about their limit, so don't go too hard on it. Just be a bit careful.
Yeah.
Otherwise you'll be cutting off all the fruiting.
All through the winter months I had that many flowers and I was giving passion fruit away to everybody. One day my son picked a bucket full off the ground.
Oh, really?
There was about 30 or 40 in it.
Well, do you really want to prune it, Helen?
Oh, I suppose I could or I couldn't.
Yeah, okay, well, why don't we let it have another year and get some more fruit off it?
Yeah, righto.
Okay.
And with the onion weed, years ago I had it where this passion fruit vine is, and I got down on my hands and knees and painted it with a paintbrush.
Yeah, there you go. That's the secret. You know, just to use your fingers or a paintbrush, But you can't let it spread, as you know. So
No.
Well, you did well with that, Helen, and good luck with the passion fruit.
Righto. Thanks, Judy.
Thanks, Helen. Good luck, dear. Bye.
We've got Mike from Swansea, and he's got a question about onion weeds as well.
Hello, Mike. Topical question today, isn't it?
Yes, it just started raining here at Swansea. I haven't got a problem with onion weed. I rang you last year and I said I've had good results with Bindi. You know, you had a bit of discussion how hard Bindi is hard to get. But Bindi worked well for me, and at my daughter's place she had onion weed coming up through the lawn and Bindi wiped it out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've wiped it out in the garden and in the lawn out, you know, out in the lane. And I'm still hearing you telling people to put rubber gloves on and treat it with Roundup. But, I'm sure that the Bindi does a good job.
Okay, so you've used Bindi for the lawn. In your garden as well, I gather.
In the garden as well. Yeah, didn't spray any plants.
No, of course, you'd have to be careful doing that.
Just to let you know, I've been a greenkeeper all my working life, so I sort of know what I'm doing.
Oh, Mark, look, I appreciate you ringing in about this because, you know, it's a real problem that everyone deals with.
I listen to it and I think, you know, try Bindi, you know, because it's good.
Mm. And, but also, as you said, you have to be careful how you spray it.
Yeah, well, in the lawn and all that, it's, of course, no problem. And you know, those sort of onion weeds that come up in your lawn, they just keep coming up and coming up. Mowing doesn't make any difference.
No, when you sprayed the Bindi, Mike, you gave it about 6 hours of sun, didn't you?
Yeah, always look for fine weather, which is difficult now.
It is.
anybody spraying the Bindi, which is starting to come up, and it just get washed off.
Mm. Yeah, it would at the moment, that's for sure. Mike, look, I really appreciate your call, but I'm sure we can still find Bindi on the shelves.
Yeah, I've had no trouble getting it. No. So must be still around.
Yeah, every now and then you hear a rumour that something's been taken off the market, but you can find it in other sources. Thank you very much for the call, Mike. I appreciate it.
Okay, thanks, Judy. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
We've got Louise now from Edgeworth. She's got a question about the peace lily.
So we've gone inside now, Louise, have we?
Yes. Thank you, Judy.
Now, what's your problem? Have you got a problem with your peace lily or?
Well, yes. It's looking very sad. It's looking very leaves are all down, like its arms are down. And somebody said to me, if you peel a banana and cut the skin up and soak it in water and feed it the water. I tried that. It hasn't done anything. Somebody else said eggshells, so I've done that. That hasn't done anything. I have tried the carb soda diluted, and that hasn't done anything. Have you got any suggestions, please?
So, Louise, so it's drooped over, has it?
Yes.
And how often are you watering it?
When I can feel the soil in the pot being dry, maybe once a week.
Once a week, and you have it inside now and you've got heating on for the winter?
No, now the air conditioner's on, I've put it out on the veranda in a protected part.
Right, okay, so you've put it outside while the winter's on.
Yes.
Look, it might be the cold. I'd be inclined to bring it back inside.
Mm-hmm.
And at the moment, I just wait till my leaves droop and then I water it. I don't even feed the soil, but I give it a good drink when I see the leaves drooped over. So I'd bring it back inside and try that, Louise.
Okay then, thank you. Maybe if I put it in the bathroom away from the heater.
Well, that's where mine is, in the bathroom. How did you guess that?
I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you quickly why. Mine's in the bathroom. It's away from Arthur, my Boston Terrier, so he doesn't try to eat the flowers because I think it'd make him sick. So do the bathroom and start just the regular watering and hopefully that picks up.
Thank you very much for your trouble.
Don't give it any more banana.
No, righto then.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
We've got Bernadette from Berry Park and her passion fruits doesn't seem to be flowering at the moment.
Oh, Bernadette, that's not really surprising, is it, the way the weather's been?
The way the weather's been and we haven't had any bees. So I'm just wondering. I've had it in. I've got two in actually, and it's gone berserk. But I've got no flowers on it, and I just wondered whether it was still classed as a young vine. And then we haven't had any bees to pollinate anything, so I'm wondering whether or not there's a problem just with the bees, or has it got to have a bit of time to mature? I'm not quite sure.
Bernadette, can you tell me quickly what age it is?
It's only probably 12 months old.
Oh, right, okay. Now, was that a graft or a seedling grown?
No, it was a graft.
Okay. Well, look, I don't think you need to be concerned until we get warmer weather. And, you know, grafts sometimes take till the second year to flower.
Okay.
And, you know, just maybe give it a little bit of something like poultry manure, not a big dose of it, when the weather starts to warm up. And I think you'll find you'll get flowers this spring.
Right. Okay. So don't trim it back.
No, don't trim it back. No. No, because the flowers will come on that growth if it's nice, happy growth.
Right. Okay, very good.
Okay, good luck with that. Give us a buzz back in spring and let us know what happens.
Okay, thanks, Shirley.
Thanks, Bernadette. Bye.
Bye now.
We've got Alan now from Rathmines, and he's one of his trees is dropping leaves.
Hello, Alan.
Hello, how are you going?
I'm very well, thank you, Alan. What kind of tree is it?
They're the croutons, I think they're called. They've got all pretty coloured leaves. One's a fat leaf and the other one's a thin leaf, all crinkly. But they've been beautiful for 7 years and then all of a sudden they've just dropped all their leaves. And I was just wondering whether it's all this wet weather doing it.
Yeah, have you got that out in the garden, Alan?
Yeah, it's outside, yeah.
Yeah, well, look, unfortunately, it is the cold weather. They're really an indoor plant. They will grow tropically, you know, in the north, but we've had bad weather this year, so I really think that's all the problem is.
6 foot high. Mind, it's about 6 foot high.
Right, okay. Isn't a lot you can do at this point in time?
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, when the weather warms up a little bit, start to fertilise them, get some flourish. Just get a regular flourish and that will promote new growth for you. But it might be a case of even cutting them back a bit.
Oh, I've never touched them because I just like the colour of them.
Yeah.
The one with the crinkly leaf, it comes out in purple, blue, green, everything. It's lovely.
Yeah, no, they are lovely plants, but they do like the warmer weather. So I think that's all the problem is. I don't think you need to worry, Alan. It will pick up after spring.
All right, then.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Cheers. Thanks, Alan. Judy Sharp, we're just about running out of time for another week.
Oh, we have.
And it was flown by.
Yeah.
Till next week, if we're not washed away.
If we're not washed away.